For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The hot, dry weather continues to take a toll on portions of Kentucky this week. State climatologist Dr. Stuart Foster of the Kentucky Climate Center at WKU has had a chance to survey the situation. Dan Modlin talked with him about it.
We're starting to hear a lot more reports about the impact this dry weather is having. I understand that you've had a chance to see some of it firsthand.
That's correct. Took a trip out to western Kentucky to evaluate the situation firsthand, and that was a follow-up, actually. Had made a similar trip back in late May to try to get a baseline on the situation. Took several photographs, and on this trip we went and visited some of those same places. Took some photographs of pastures, cropland, so forth, to see how crops had developed, or in some cases had not so much, and stopped and talked to a few folks along the way to get a sense.
Can you put this in some kind of perspective for us? We all have a tendency to remember droughts from the past. How would you compare this to some past situations?
Well, every drought's unique in the way that it develops. So there's no mold that just says, okay, here's a drought and here's what's going to happen next and so forth. And so that makes it difficult. But this drought actually has developed in a similar manner to one we had recently in 2007, in the sense that we had a dry spring at that point. This year has been even drier. But the thing that's alarming about this drought is that we were dry through the spring months in that period, March, April, May, when we typically have an abundant rainfall total throughout the region. And this year we didn't see that. And now when it dries up here in June and into July, on top of that already dry situation, that makes it that much worse. And as a result, we start to have to go way back to looking at droughts in the past. 1941 is a year that's come up, and then we start looking back into the 1930s. If this drought continues to develop, we'll be looking back at a 1930s type of situation, and that's when you know it's pretty significant here in Kentucky.
You did get a chance to look at a lot of fields, I understand, out there. How bad is the situation for some farmers at this point?
It's very interesting. But before one talks about the gloom and doom scenario, it's worth noting that there are some areas that have been fortunate in terms of receiving rain at the right time, and there are some farmers that are doing well, relatively, but most are not, very clearly. As you move farther west, I'd say once you get to Hopkinsville on the other side, things start to deteriorate. And it's noticeable in terms of the corn being twisted and such. And then when you get west of the land between the lakes, it's just noticeably worse out in that area. A couple things come to mind, though. One is that because of the very warm spring we had, a lot of farmers were able to plant early. And those earlier crops, if they were able to get a good rain shower, could benefit quite a bit. Some of the corn and such that was planted at a more normal time, but later this year's in a much worse situation. Also, the crops that were planted on some of the poorer soils that we have out in the west that have a so-called frangipane in them that limits the availability of moisture, those crops are certainly under a bit more stress than the crops that are planted in the deeper, well-drained soils.
But then it sounds like some timely rains could still help to turn the situation around for at least some of those farmers.
It could. It needs to happen soon. And we're not talking about bumper crops in any sense, even if we got a good rain. But right now, the outlook is certainly not promising. If the outlook is correct, and that's calling for an enhanced likelihood of below normal precipitation and above normal temperatures, if that pans out, then in another couple weeks, the situation is going to be much worse. And my sense is, from talking to folks the National Weather Service, they're pretty confident in that forecast right now.
Dr. Stuart Foster is the state climatologist based at the Kentucky Climate Center at WKU. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.